I challenge you to a duel.
It's the only argument I need! I don't want to talk to you no more, you...
You got a lot of nerve.
Soon you will know what it is like to be defeated.
Stop defending him, Sean!
All right, let's go.
Welcome to the Sleep a Wire Great Debate Show. I am your host, Professor Chris, and with me today for his first great debate of the regular season, I got Prophet Hoos back on the show. Hoos, how's it going on, man? How you doing?
Hello, hello, hello. It is week two. We're heading into week three. Yeah, man, I can't believe it. We almost got like a quarter of the season away, kind of. You know,
You're not very good at math.
I don't like it.
We're a 16th of the way in, man.
Yeah.
we're still 3 weeks from a quarter of the way through.
Yeah, kind of, but I don't like how fast it's moving. We're already doing week three waiver news, though, right?
Yeah, we are, man.
We're getting closer to the tiers. Not tiers for us, you know. We're gonna win some championships. You guys are gonna win some championships as well. That's why you're listening to the waiver show. Find out who to pick up to help you win those championships. We got another good one.
And for those of you listening for the first time, what we're doing here is having a debate-style argument between two players. We get 2 minutes to argue for our player, 90 seconds for a rebuttal, and then final thoughts. And I want to give you guys a heads up. These are unbiased and stats-based arguments for and against these guys. If you like what you hear on today's show, please go to iTunes or Google Play, drop us a 5-star rating, and leave us a nice review. And once again, we have two wide receivers because that's really the hot topic when it comes to waivers so far through the first 2 weeks of the season is these stud wide receivers who are either going super late or super undrafted and are just outperforming. And today, DJ Chark versus DeMarcus Robinson. I've got Chark and Hoos has Robinson. And Hoos, are you ready to get into this?
I'm ready to kick it off. I do not have DJ Chark. I got my guy, DeMarcus Robinson. DeMarcus Robinson, after catching 6 of 6 passes for 172 yards and 2 touchdowns, he's on a lot of waiver lists, but he really shouldn't be. If you sleepers, or the sleepers like I know you to be, you listen to us, you know I've been talking about this guy all offseason, largely due to the vacated targets of Chris Conley, who coincidentally I'll bring up later, and supposed the suspension looming over Tariq Hill. That's like 137 targets just over Hill alone and 52 from Chris Conley. Up for grabs again, you know, so that, not to mention 19 touchdowns between Conley and Reek. Now talks subsided, obviously, with Reek playing, so we didn't hear too much about D. Robinson. You didn't hear me hyping him up as much because I'm like, what am I going to do? I can't talk about D. Robinson when Reek is there. Breaking news, he's not going to, you know, miss any games. Now breaking news. 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks. We're in the first week of him missing time, but this is the first week of DeMarcus Robinson replacing Tyreek Hill. 6 catches. He caught every ball thrown his way, 172 yards. He's already one of the top 10 leading receivers of the new year. And you want a guy in this offense, right? I mean, tied into that Mahomes production. So DeMarcus Robinson, I know that game seemed like it came out of nowhere. It really didn't. They spent some time last year, actually a couple years. They've been spending Mahomes 3 years in the league, Robinson 4 years in the league. It was evident of their rapport, their chemistry last year, if you paid attention. In week 14, D. Robinson was targeted 7 times. Caught a touchdown. Next game, he just was targeted 3 times, but he caught a touchdown. And the week after that, he was only targeted 2x.
Okay, so I'm not even going to try to justify anything negative about DeMarcus Robinson. I mean, this week he clearly had a monster game, catching all 6 targets, 172 yards, and 2 touchdowns this last week. However, he's going to be moved back to fantasy irrelevance and totally droppable once Tyreek Hill comes back. With Hill in the first game, Robinson had 2 targets, 1 reception, and 0 yards week 1. In all of 2017, he had 21 catches for 212 yards. 2018, a total of 22 catches for 288 yards. He only had more than three targets twice in all of last season. 15 of his 16 games were three or fewer receptions. The only reason that Robinson had a monster game was because Tyreek Hill is out. Mecole Hardman also had a great game, had a huge touchdown that was also called back. 4 for 61 and a touchdown on his six targets. As we go through the season, I expect we see more and more of Hardman. As I said, once Tyreek Hill is back, it's going to be Hardman and Robinson competing for the wide receiver three spot in Kansas City. And let's face it, the only two teams where you will start three wide receivers are the Rams and the Patriots. Tyreek's expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks, so only 3 to 5 weeks now. He could very well come back in the middle of October. DeMarcus Robinson can definitely perform for you for the next few weeks, but then you'll look back at the waiver wire to find someone else again after Robinson can be dropped. If you're looking for a guy for the next few weeks, take Robinson. But if you're looking for a guy who can be valuable all season long, that's going to be my guy who I'm going to bring up next. As you said, DJ Chark doot 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 doot, DJ Chark doot 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 doot. Great start to his season. A week after catching 4 passes on 4 targets for 146 yards and a touchdown, he goes for 7 catches on 9 targets for 55 yards and a touchdown. Week 1 showed that he can be a big play guy, and Week 2 showed that he can be a valuable PPR play. Last week, he was targeted by Gardner Minshew on every Jacksonville drive except for one. Minshew threw the ball 33 times, and 9 of them went Chark's direction. He got more than 25% of the targets, which is great. The next closest was actually Leonard Fournette, who caught 6 passes. Dede Westbrook and Chris Conley were only targeted 5 times, and Dede only had 1 catch for 3 yards on those 5 targets. It seems like it has become clear that DJ Chark is Gardner Minshew's favorite target. The change at quarterback from Nick Foles to Gardner Minshew due to Foles' broken collarbone has been great for DJ. After Minshew came in for Foles in Week 1, he targeted Chark 2 times, and Chark caught both of those targets. Through 2 weeks, he's got 11 receptions on 13 targets, 201 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns. He ran a 4.34 40-yard dash at the combine, with a 40-inch vertical jump and a 129-inch broad jump, all of which are better than Terry McLaurin, who I was touting last week during last week's great debate, which was McLaurin versus Jamison Crowder. It appears that Minshew has a favorite target when it comes to new sets of downs as well. DJ Chark received 5 targets from Minshew on first down this past week, and both of his targets in Week 1 from Minshew were on first down as well. A team that in the past has loved handing the ball to Leonard Fournette is now regularly passing on first down. Kicking off a new set of downs with a solid gain is great, and 7 of Chark's 13 targets have come on first down. Minshew appears to love taking shots downfield on first down to DJ Chark. Now let's look ahead at the schedule. The next two matchups may be difficult. The Titans this Thursday, who held...
Okay, I told you I'd bring up Chris Conley. Chris Conley, he plays with DJ Chark. He was targeted 20% in Week 1. This is after Foles went down. So, yeah, DJ Chark will be used. He's good. You know, he's got 2 good weapons, though. He's got Chris Conley, who he targeted quite a bit. He targeted him, 7 times Week 1. And just 5 times week 2, but he still had 73 yards, 31 long. So he's going to look down the field for him. And the thing is with DJ Chark, once Nick Foles comes back, which he is scheduled to come back, he's not done for the season, guys. He's scheduled to come back Week 11. Week 11, he's going to come back in target. Guess who? Dede Westbrook. That's who he likes. That's who he targeted the few times that we did see him in the game. Now, granted, DJ Chark looks good. He's a talented guy. I love all the points that Chris brought up because I didn't know about half of them. Neither did you guys. That's why you tune into the Great Debates to find out all these obscure numbers of all these guys. But Chris Conley's still there. He's playing opposite of him. I don't know if I feel confident rolling this guy into a flex later on in the season, whereas I know DeMarcus Robinson, yeah, we're Tyreek Hill could come back, but I don't know. He may not come back also. Who knows? Fantasy.
Before we move into final thoughts, today's show was sponsored by the great memorabilia site, PristineAuction.com. They have hundreds of new auctions every single day, and everything is JSA certified, so you know it's 100% authentic. It's free to join, and it's free to bid, and you only pay when you win the auction. And now, when you sign up at Pristine Auction, enter promo code SLEEPERWIRE, and you'll get $5 off your first purchase. Visit pristineauction.com today. That's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, auction.com.
It's pretty sweet, $5. It's like some money off the shipping. Some money off of the seller fees.
Exactly.
Sweet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, $5 is $5, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's coffee. That's like two coffees of Starbucks.
It's like five coffees at my gas station. Let's move to final thoughts. Give me your final thoughts on DeMarcus Robinson.
Yeah, I'm going to give him right here. Now, I know, try to poo-poo my guy talking about he's not going to have value later on in the season. He's going to be fine. Again, we talked about Chris Conley. Chris Conley's like the third guy in the show. Chris Conley's gone. He had 52 targets. So even when Tariq comes back, when that happens, well after what? Probably after week 6 or 7, if he comes back at that time. Robinson Heights, it won't be Kilimanjaro where they are now, but we're already in week 2. We're approaching week 3. Again, talked about it earlier in the show. Nearly a quarter of the fantasy regular seasons are already gone. DeMarcus Robinson production and rapport with Holmes, again, it didn't come out of nowhere. I told you about how he's had a touchdown in each game pretty much up until last year, up until other than week 1, which he was Tariq Hill's replacement. That's why he didn't see the targets. He is Tariq Hill's replacement. So, I mean, yeah, he saw just that one. Sammy Watkins is the target hog, but D-Rob will be the biggest beneficiary while Tariq remains out. That's a good, like, 600 to 800 yards of production while he's out. And, again, that 19 vacated touchdowns between those two, some of those are going to go his way. He's going to absolutely explode. He should be the main target week 2, which even Chris will tell you that. But he does have some tough matchups coming up. Yeah, you know, he's got Baltimore, he's got Detroit, Indy, then he's got Houston. By then, Tariq might be back. But again, we're still not accounting for Conley's vacated production. Even with three back in week 4, in 4 weeks, if that happens, which is a stretch, he should still have wide receiver 3 value rest of the season.
I would like to point out that I did outbid Hoos for DeMarcus Robinson.
You did, you bastard.
last week. Let's move back to DJ Chark here. My final thoughts on him. I was talking about the schedule, how the next two matchups, not favorable. The Titans, this coming Thursday, they held Jacoby Brissett to 146 passing yards this week, and they held that supposedly great Browns passing offense to 285 yards in week 1. They've held their own over the last 2 weeks. Then the Jaguars play the Broncos in week 4, and you usually don't want to start flex-ish players on Thursday night football against division rivals. And then the Broncos, I don't think he's a good play in week 3 or week 4 necessarily. But after that, the Jaguars get the Panthers, Saints, Bengals, and Jets. And then later on, they play the Bucks, Chargers, Raiders, and Falcons to end the season. That's a lot of favorable matchups for 4 great game stretches this season. And DJ Chark could become a guy who's a weekly start for you instead of just a flex option, especially if he has good showings the next 2 weeks against these good defenses. I'm not advocating picking up DJ Chark to start this week. So let me just clear that up. Not to start this week against the Titans on Thursday Night Football. However, he is certainly a guy who I will be trying to get on waivers in each league that I can. In a $100 fab league, if you're hurting for wide receiver, I think I could justify dropping, you know, even 10 to 12 bucks on Chark. This kid's got a lot of potential. Like I said, he's shown to be a big play guy and also a PPR guy. Imagine what'll happen when he puts those two together into, you know, a Julio Jones or Michael Thomas type of game. That is going to wrap it up for this week's episode of The Great Debate. Please follow us on Twitter at SleeperWireShow. Hoos is on there at HoosTheProfit. I'm on there at Prof_ChrisSW. You can find us on the Sleeper app at Prophet Hoos. Prophet Chris and Professor Hoos. I like that.
Prophet Chris.
And Professor Hoos. Yep. Oh, let's go again. Prophet Hoos and Professor Chris on Sleeper. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you next week.